and they don't have to like follow the law. I mean, that's not true. They have to follow the law, but cops like have to go through like all the like red tape and stuff. They have to like get warrants and shit and like, you know.
Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Teenage Bounty Hunters.
Teenage Bounty Hunters premiered on August 14th, 2020 on Netflix and ran for one season. It follows Sterling and Blair after they dent their father's pickup truck and fall into bounty hunting.
I had heard of this show before.
You haven't, like, or you have?
I hadn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, I feel like I would have watched it maybe when it came out, but then I was like, oh.
One of my friends watched it and she told me, she was like, I think you'll like it, you should watch it. And so I thought I had watched the full pilot before and then like decided not to watch it. Mm-hmm. But when I went to log into my Netflix, I had only seen like the first scene.
Oh, and then you exited out?
Yeah, then I like exited, I guess. So like I thought I'd seen the entire pilot, but I only saw the like scene where they crashed the car. Oh. Like that's all I had seen. So then like after I actually finished the pilot, I was like, oh wait, I think I would have probably finished it if I had watched the full pilot.
Because I did watch the first scenes and you're like, I've seen enough.
Right. Goodbye. I think I didn't get the tone because like the scenes in the car are like very jarring. And I think it like the very first scene where they're in the car. So I feel like I watched that and I was like, ugh, like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then, but like once you kind of get more throughout the episode, you like understand what it's going for. But I think I was a bit turned off by that first scene when I initially saw it. But like now that I've seen the full pilot, it makes sense in context and I can get behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, the tone was really confusing to me at first as well. I was like, wait, what is this? So I guess it's kind of like, it's like satirical, right?
It was giving me like Saved vibes. Did you see that movie? Like from the 90s?
Yeah.
That, where it was like, oh, like these Christians are so prim and proper, but like they're all secretly terrible, you know?
Yeah, but it was also giving me like Outer Banks vibes. But if Outer Banks was, like, more satirical instead of being, like, earnest. But it was, like, both, like, they're both kind of, like, silly a bit, you know?
Yeah. I do think, like, I mean, I'll get into it, but I do think they do nail the Christian aspect of it. Like, the parody of, like, the Christianity. Which, like, this is in Atlanta, so I can't speak to, like, Southern Christianity, like, or Southern Baptist or whatever. But as someone who, you know, I mean, anyone that's listened to any episode knows by now, I went to a Christian high school, so I can, like, speak to the, like, how Christian high schools are. And I do think, like, obviously it's played up, like, for satire, but they did, like, kind of, like, nail the tone of it.
Okay.
Like, I was, like, very impressed. Like, the school setting. Like, I didn't have a uniform in my high school, but, like, the rest. And my high school was, like, you – have you been to my, like, high school campus before?
I think one time.
Okay. Because, like, their high school campus is, like, very bougie. And, like, my high school campus was, like, shitty. Like, because, like, we didn't have, like – like, we had a dirt track, and, like, they're just, like, we had, like, leaky roofs and stuff. Like, the facilities were not good, even though it was a private school.
Outside?
Sorry. Yeah, it was outside, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because mine was also outside. So, like, every
time yours is nice. Yours was nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, they, like, fixed it up more recently, so it looks a lot nicer now. But, yeah, every time I see, like, high school movies, they all look very different. Because, like, our high schools were outside, so we didn't have those, like, hallways.
That's true. You know,
like, where all the costumes are.
This high school was giving Valley Christian, if you know, you know. if you're from Silicon Valley.
Right.
But I do think that they nailed the tone of, like, students at a Christian high school.
Yeah.
Well, but, yeah. So before we get ahead of ourselves, this show was originally titled Slutty Teenage Bounty Hunters. And then they were like, drop the slutty, it's cleaner. And they dropped it.
Yeah, I feel like they would have gotten like a lot less viewership if they called it that.
Yeah.
You know, like people would be like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch that.
Yeah, because I feel like Teenage Bounty Hunters is already like a pretty provocative title. Mm-hmm. Like adding the slutty is like, and it obviously is satirical, so it's not earnestly using the word slutty. Because like obviously we know we don't call people that anymore.
Yeah.
But like I do think it fits the tone of the show, but yeah. Until you watch it, you wouldn't understand that.
Yeah. Like all of their jokes were just like really over the top, mm-hmm. and like very like on the nose.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean it does make sense for the show, but I think Teenage Bounty Hunters works better.
Yes. Yes. Agree. So we can get into the character breakdown. We have Sterling Wesley, played by Maddie Phillips, who is one of our main girlies. She is a student at Willingham Academy. And what Wikipedia says, she is trying to balance her life as a bounty hunter and a fellowship leader at her Christian high school. So, yeah. And then we have her twin sister, fraternal twins, Blair Wesley, played by Angelica Bettfellini, and she is the more rebellious sister. And yeah, that's pretty much all I say about her. And then we have Bowser Simmons, played by Kadeem Hardison. He is a grizzled bounty hunter who also runs a frozen yogurt shop. So, a bounty hunter with a heart of gold, you might say.
Right. Like, bounty hunting is not always paying the bills. So,
right.
You need a side hustle.
I feel like this is beside the point, but like for the longest time, you know, what was that show like Dog the Bounty Hunter? Like that was like on TV like back in the 2000s.
Okay, yeah.
And I never watched it, but like I would see, you know, when you scroll through the guide on TV when you're a kid, I would like see it. And I just assumed being a bounty hunter was like a fake profession or like a fake thing. Like it was just like a fictional thing. And then I forget when I learned that like bounty hunters are like a real thing, but it like took me a long time to figure that out, that like people actually did this. You know, I guess it's maybe not like a full-time job, but it is like you get paid to do it.
Yeah, it still like seems a bit fake to me.
Right.
Like
right.
I know there are actual bounty hunters, but I've only ever seen them in TV shows and movies. So I'm like, oh, that's like such an interesting profession.
Right, exactly. So how do you get into that? I guess this is how you get into that.
Yeah, this like same with like PIs. I'm like private investigators. I'm like, oh, I know they exist, but like I usually only see them in shows.
That's true. I feel like PIs like tend to be, because I feel like you also hear them in like true crime documentaries, like a family will like hire a PI if they don't think the cops doing a good job. And I feel like PIs are often like retired or like someone that like quit the police force because they're like, police are corrupt. I'm going to be my own detective. And they become a PI.
Yeah.
But I don't know when in real life. So that's.
But sometimes I'm like, maybe I would hire one if I like needed somebody.
They're probably so expensive. It's very
That's true.
Well, what's his face? Veronica Mars' dad is a bounty hunter and PI, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, he does a good job.
True.
You know, because like, because they work for you, whereas the police like works for the
government. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. And they don't have to like follow the law. I mean, that's not true. They have to follow the law, but cops like have to go through like all the like red tape and stuff. They have to like get warrants and shit, and like, you know,
yeah,
PIs can do a little bit,
yeah,
more, I guess.
But yeah, they probably are expensive.
Yeah. Anyways, we have the twins' parents, Debbie Wesley, played by Virginia Williams, and Anderson Wesley, played by Mackenzie Aston. And they're just, like, very typical, seem to be very typical Southern Christian couple. Very rich as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, yeah, it's, like, whatever you think of as, like, a Southern mother.
Yeah.
You know, she's, like, talking about their looks and stuff, but also, like, cares about them.
Right. And I think the tone of this show is also giving a bit Insatiable, because like in the South.
Oh yeah.
But like, yeah. I mean, I guess it's a like Insatiable is also a bit of a satire, and then like mm-hmm. the tone is satirical, and then it's in the South, so that's like the only like similarities. Yeah. But yeah,
but this one is definitely like more lighthearted.
Yes. Yeah. And I do think like if we compare it to Insatiable, like we know I didn't like Insatiable. Mm-hmm. But it was more because of the subject matter, not because of the tone. And this subject matter, one, is personally more relatable to me, the like Christian aspect of it, not the bounty hunter part. Like, this is how I say, oh, by the way, I've been moonlighting as a bounty hunter.
Ooh,
outside of my 9-to-5. No, but like, it's like the subject matter like is less controversial, I guess, than like,
yeah,
the like losing weight to become a beauty queen or whatever Insatiable was. But anyways, mm-hmm. I mean, I know that wasn't the full point of the show, but you know. Anyways, we have Luke Cresswell, played by Spencer House, who's Sterling's boyfriend. We don't really get many details on him. He just seems like a himbo, so good for him.
Yeah.
And then we have April Stevens, by Devin Hales, who is Sterling's nemesis, who is jealous of her for getting the fellowship leader role at school. And then we have Miles Taylor, played by Miles Evans, and he is a kid that works at the country club, TBD, but is maybe a love interest for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yes, that is our character list. Did I miss anyone?
Well, there's Blair's boyfriend, but
Jennings. He was not on Wikipedia. Sorry to this man.
I think he might like go away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, well, because like she said, she had been with him for 3 weeks in the pilot, but she doesn't seem to like, because like it seems like Sterling and Luke have been together like forever,
right?
And Blair isn't giving that vibe.
Yeah, Sterling's definitely the more like prim and proper. Mm-hmm. Twin, you know, like goody two shoes, and then
right.
Then Blair is more like rebellious and promiscuous, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, she has like a lot of different boyfriends, and
yeah, so. I feel like shows like this make me really want to be a twin, like
when
because you like have like your partner in crime, like quite literally, but also just like at school, you like have a built-in like bestie, you know?
Yeah,
like I would have been a lot less lonely in high school if I had a twin.
Yeah, I mean, like, some twins are, like best friends, you know? Like, yeah. They're, like, attached at the hip. And then some twins, like, they never, like, talk to each other, you know? Yeah. Like, in my high school, you know, I'd be, like, right. You wouldn't even know that they were twins because, like, they never hang out.
I think most of the twins I knew in my high school were, like, they were in the same friend group. If only I was a twin.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know because, yeah, we're not twins.
So. This is true. This is true.
Dang.
All right. Well, enough longing about being a twin.
I feel like, yeah, probably the grass is always greener on the other side, you know? Maybe twins mm-hmm. sometimes are like, oh, I wish I wasn't a twin.
Yeah, that's so. True. I mean, I feel like they, specifically Sterling and Blair, have it a bit easier because they are, like, very fraternal. So, like, they're not going to get that comparison, really like, identical alike. Twins are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can get into the plot. Sterling hooks up with her boyfriend Luke in his car, but he says his virginity is a gift for his future wife and starts to pray. Sterling recites John 3:16 and convinces him to have sex. Afterwards, Sterling meets up with her twin sister Blair. Blair tells Sterling she is finally ready to have sex, and Sterling says that she just had sex with Luke. Blair is shocked and crashes the car.
Yeah, so I do think, I mean, obviously it's very over the top. Like, to be reciting Bible verses as you're actively, like, undressing is, like, very extra.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the part where he's like, my virginity is a gift for my future wife, is like very spot on. Like, so whoever wrote that, like, grew up Christian, went to a Christian school, that is, like, that is like very,
yeah, that's very like Christian lingo,
Christianese, like, it's very Christianese, like, yeah. People definitely said that, like, I sat through many you know if you have sex before you're married, you're a piece of chewed up gum and nobody's gonna want you in your life, like, that's very like
oh no, uh-huh,
that is, yeah, exactly what a Christian yeah. school would teach you. So this checks out, I think. I mean, I've never had a boy say that to me, but I believe it has happened in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, this part is, like, very, like, over the top, you know? But I'm, like, you could you could probably find this happening somewhere throughout history. You know, like this probably did happen.
The root is there, and like you can, it definitely gets you in the mindset of like what brainwashing is going on at this school. Like, sorry, not to put it like too extreme, but you know, like of course they're like he's like regurgitating whatever his like parents or his teachers told him. You know.
Yeah. So,
but then. Yeah.
Yeah, she just like starts reciting Bible verses, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Please. Which like John 3:16 is obviously like the big one, right? Everyone knows that one. It's on the friggin' In-N-Out cups, like we right. know.
Mm-hmm.
But then she says 1 Peter 4:8, and she says another one. I forgot what the third one was. Like the first Peter 4:8 was like very like deep cut though. Like no one's just casually quoting 1 Peter. Like no. That's pretty deep.
Yeah. So, yeah, whoever made this did their research.
I think she quoted Psalms, maybe. I don't remember. But whatever. You know, she obviously knows her Bible. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, but this is very surprising because Sterling is, like, the good, quote-unquote, twin, you know?
Right.
She's the one who's leading fellowship and going to church. And I guess Blair at this point has like not had sex, you know.
Right. Everything but is what she says, which also checks out for a student of a Christian high school, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
There's all these loopholes, right? To like not to technically being a virgin. So that like checks out. But she's like the slutty, quote, slutty one, as she says. Mm-hmm. But she's never actually had like, I guess, penetrative sex is how she's defining it.
Right.
So, yeah, that checks out.
Yes. So it's very surprising to Blair that Sterling had sex.
Yeah.
And
They
like did it in like the parking lot, like in the car. I was like, this is very bold. Like, someone could see you.
Right. But that's also like very high school, right? Like, where else are you going to go?
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Parents out of town or something.
Yeah, I guess they'd have to wait for that. So Blair says she's like ready to have sex, and Sterling is like, well, I just did it, so you can't call me Virgin Mary anymore. And Blair's like completely shocked, and so she crashes the car, which is not good because they stole her dad's truck, and he does not know about it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, she like T-bones the other car, right? Like the other car like spins and like crashes.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
Which they don't really say why they stole her dad's truck, but I guess it's just so they have more room to have sex in, right? Is that the
guess?
Because they have their own car.
That's true. I don't know. I guess maybe Sterling like was planning it. But
Sterling was in Luke's car and then Blair was with her guy in the truck, I think.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't really need the extra space necessarily.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just like take his car out for like joyrides sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like nicer. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a big
truck. Pickup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Southern.
Yeah.
After the crash, Blair confronts the guy in the other car, and he thinks they are bounty hunters. He pulls out a gun, so Sterling pulls out her dad's hunting rifle. Bowser, the real bounty hunter, shows up. He offers the girls 20% of the 5K bounty, but the girls want 50%. The guy runs away, and the girls catch him, so Bowser agrees to 50%. The girls need the money to fix their dad's truck.
Yeah, so kind of lucky for them. Like, the person in the other car is a criminal. So he's not going to, like, call the police on them for crashing into him.
Right.
And, yeah, he's like, oh, you guys were the ones who were tailing me for 3 miles? And so they're like, oh, what are you talking about? You know?
But, yeah, because he thought they were, like, following him.
Yeah.
For the bounty. Yeah.
Yeah. But they just go along with it because they're like, what else are we supposed to do?
Right, yeah. They're, like, also, like, now that we have this, like, dent in our dad's truck, we kind of like need the money so we can just figure out how to go with this.
And yeah, they just so happened to have like a bunch of guns in the car as well.
Yeah, because it's their dad's hunting truck, so I guess he just like leaves the guns in the truck. This is also a very Southern thing, I imagine, because I have not once taken my dad's car out and found a gun in it.
Yeah, so I feel like that is not like gun safety. Like, mm-mm. You should be locking up your guns.
I mean, it's very American, though, to not lock up your gun, so.
That's true. Oops. But unfortunately.
Unfortunately, obviously. Like, ideally, we'd have none, or if they exist, they'd be locked up. But, you know, here we are. And so Bowser is like, hey, you girls, like, did, like, half the job, so I'll give you 20% of the bounty. And they're like, no, we did half the work, 50%. And he's like, no, like, I'm going to carry him to the, like, the police station, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then he, like, runs away and the girls, like, chase after him. And, like, I think Blair, like, jumps on the hood of the car and then, like, Sterling shoots the tires so he, like, can't get away.
Yes.
And it's like, wow. Okay. It's wild.
Yeah. And they also, the twins have, like, twin telepathy. So yes. They can, like, talk to each other. Like, they have full-on conversations.
Yeah.
Like, in their heads.
Right. Which is relatable to me, only because I, for a time, thought me and my brother had twin telepathy, even though we're not twins. Because we definitely, like, have had conversations where, like, he answered a question, like, I was thinking of. Like, I was, like, thinking the question in the car, and then he, like, said something. He's like, oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, I just was asking that in my head, but I didn't say it out loud. So.
Yeah.
So I believe this is real. I mean, obviously, I can't have it because I'm not a twin, but I believe twin telepathy is real.
Yeah. I think, yeah, like, when you're, like, very close to someone, you, like, can kind of, like, know what they're thinking without them saying anything.
Yeah.
The next day at school, April shares a slideshow of her summer at her lake house, hoping to be picked for fellowship student leader. Sterling is picked instead and feels guilty for having sex. April congratulates Sterling, but sees a condom wrapper when she drops her bag. After school, the girls drive to a yogurt shop to pick up the cash from Bowser and ask for another job. Bowser says he is looking for John Stevens, who will be at the men's parlor tonight.
Yeah, so now we finally get to the school, and they're all just kind of in this, like, loungy area, and then there's, like, a teacher, and then this girl, April, is, like, sharing a slideshow on, like, her iPad, I think, of, like, all of the good deeds she did over summer, basically. Mm-hmm. And she's like, look, I went to this. She's like, what does she say? Like, me and my closest friends got to take a helicopter to our lake house, and, like, we knitted sweaters for, like, poor babies in Brazil. And then she's like, there's, like, a photo of someone in Brazil that's like, thank you, Abril. And she's like, Abril, that's April in Brazilian. I was like, you dumbass. Like it's either Portuguese or Spanish, or maybe both. But Brazilian is not a language. Hello?
Yeah.
But this is also, like, this is the vibe. I was like, this is exactly who was at a Christian high school. Like, this girl exists, truly. She was also giving me Maddie Pruitt vibes from The Bachelor.
Hmm. Right. Like, sharing your pictures with, like, orphans or something. Right. Like, on social media, being like, I'm a good, like, the person. Mission.
The mission trip, the white savior complex situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, because there was, like, that blog post from, like, Maddie Pruitt that, like, went, like, that came out when she was, like, on The Bachelor. That was, like, I forget what term she used, like, a really, like, offensive term that was, like, look how much I'm helping these poor African children, basically. And it was, like, girl, like, read the room. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, like, white girl Christians that go on mission trips never knew how to read the room. So
Yeah, this girl basically is Maddie Pruitt.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, because, like, my high school did mission trips every year. Like, you had to go on a mission trip to, like, fulfill the service requirement for, like, the school, like, the school year. And so, like, I went a couple times to, like, Mexico to, like, build houses, which is also just, like, very, like, like, if you're gonna, like, picture, like, what Christians are gonna do, what mission trip, it's gonna be, like, go build houses in Mexico. Like, that's very stereotypical, I feel.
Yeah, it's a common one.
Because that's the one that's in, like, the Christian Mingle movie. But anyways.
Oh.
my high school sent kids, like, all around, like the world. And so, like, there was one group that always went to Malawi in Africa. And every time the – because, like, you know, like, when you go to Mexico, it's, like, not – like, you drive there, it's not, like, a huge – it's not a super far trip because we were in California. But, right. Like, if you go to Africa, like, you're flying all the way to Malawi. That's, like, very far. And so you're there for longer because the flight is so long. And so they would come back. And then, like, for months afterwards on Instagram, they would be, like, a photo of them with a child they met in Africa or in Malawi. And they would be, like, Malawi withdrawals, take me back. And it's, like –
oh,
like, so tone deaf and so, like, you're, like, posting the, like, you supposedly you were going to Malawi to, like, I don't even know what they did there, to be honest, like, to help something, help an orphanage, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you're, like, you came back with all these photos and you're, like, posting for clout and you're, like, wow, like, look at how good person I am for doing this. And then you're also, like, it was just, like that. There were so many people like that at my high school. So, like, this is, like, almost, like, fully believable to me. Mm. Like, that yeah. is exactly how people are, for sure.
But unfortunately for April, it doesn't work because Sterling is picked to be the fellowship student leader instead.
Right. And they didn't explicitly say this, but it's giving me vibes. Like, if April asked the teacher, like, why didn't you pick me? They'd be like, well, humility is a trait we look for or something like that, you know? Because she's obviously not very humble. Like, that would be the reason they give her.
Yeah.
Because she needs to, like, step down a peg, you know? Like, get knocked down a peg.
Yeah. Someone should say that to April, I think.
For sure. And so she goes to congratulate Sterling, like, obviously, like...
like, backhandedly.
Not, yeah, like, backhandedly. And Sterling ends up dropping her purse. And then, like, April's helping her pick it up. And she finds the condom wrapper, which I'm like... like, I understand why... I understand why she's, like, sees this as an opportunity to, like, blackmail her or whatever. But one, she has no proof that Sterling had sex, right? Like, just because there's a condom wrapper in your purse, like... I mean... It's heavily implied, but there's no proof, you know? But then two, like, don't touch someone's... ew.
Yeah, she, like, grabs it.
Like, that's gross. Like, I'm not... if I see a condom wrapper, especially one that's open, like, it's been opened, I'm not touching that. You don't know what's on there.
Yeah. Like, why would you keep that?
That's gross. I don't know. Like...
Yeah. I guess, like, if Sterling... wanted to, she could, like, throw Blair under the bus, maybe.
Like, yeah,
protect her image.
She could throw Blair under the bus, but then it's also, like, now that, like, there's no proof that that condom wrapper came from Sterling's purse, so now April's just carrying around a condom wrapper. Right? Like,
right,
she can be like, I found it in Sterling's purse, but then everyone would be like, why do you have it? And Sterling could just, like, plausible deniability. That's not mine. Like, there's no proof. It doesn't have her name on it or something.
Uh-huh. That's true.
So, I think it's very funny all the way around. But, yeah, it is very scandalous for a Christian high school. Like, if I found a condom wrapper at my high school, I'd be like, Satan, be away.
Yeah, but now April has some ammunition to blackmail Sterling. So, who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, truly. But yeah, then they go to Yogurtopia, iconic yogurt store name, which I also feel like, do you remember when, like, so, like, they had a yogurt shop in Finding Carter. And so I feel like yogurt shops are, like, kind of out of the zeitgeist in 2020. Like, this is kind of vintage for them to, like, have yogurt shop as their, like, spot, you know?
Yeah, they're They, like, went out of fashion a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I still love frozen yogurt, but it's not, like, super topical to have that as the location here, which isn't a bad thing, but I just think it's interesting.
Yeah. I think when people realize that, like, it's not really healthier than ice cream.
Ice cream is like, better. Well, yeah.
I might as well just have ice cream instead of frozen yogurt.
But I do love a toppings bar, though. You know, like, it is fun to go to, like, Yogurtland and, like, fill up with a bunch of toppings. Like, I do love, like, a fruit. Because then at least, like, if you're putting fresh fruit, then that's, like, a little bit healthy, right? Like, you got some vitamin C, maybe?
Right. Yeah.
Now I want some frozen. I should always get the, like, plain frozen yogurt with, like, kiwi and strawberry on it. So good.
Oh. The plain one?
Yeah.
There's so many flavors.
I know, but I like the plain one.
Oh.
I'm feeling judged.
Oh.
I mean, you're not wrong, but it's good.
Okay.
Like, but when I go to an ice cream place, I get more interesting flavors.
That's like, true. Actually, I do like a good vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's, like, a really good one, I don't know. I might have it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they go pick up the cash from the yogurt shop. They're cut of $2,500. And they're like, hey, man, like, we need more money. Like, what's another job you got for us? And he's like, well, I'm looking for John Stevens, which is, dun-dun-dun, April's dad.
Uh-oh. April's dad is up to no good.
No way. And so he's been arrested for assaulting a sex worker. So that's, like, real bad on multiple levels.
That's pretty bad.
Which, you know, I believe sex workers work. But in this context, it is illegal in Atlanta. Yes. So soliciting. Like Yeah. Soliciting.
Solicitation and battery.
And battery.
I think are the charges.
Which is, like, I mean, one, he's cheating on his wife. Because, like, I feel like, in my opinion, like, if a consenting adult wants to hire a sex worker, you know, power to you, like, whatever. Like, I don't care as long as everything's consensual. But this man, one, you know, claims to be this, like, upstanding Christian man. Two, is married. Three, you can't assault someone. Like, that is not okay.
No.
So, multiple levels of problems. But Bowser has a tip that John will be at the men's parlor.
Yes.
Which sounds sketchy.
And the girls tell Bowser, like, hey, sorry. He's at the men's parlor, which is in this country club.
Yeah.
But they say, like, only white people can get into.
Yeah, that's wild.
Whoa.
That it's very explicit that they're like, no, like, black people just, like, won't be allowed in. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know the South, so I guess who knows.
I feel like this is, like, definitely a real thing that happens. But, yeah, right. they're being, like, very, like, upfront about it.
Right, because, like, it'll be, like, oh, you need to, like, have this amount of income. Like, it'll be, like, a classist thing, but it's, like, by it being, quote, like, a classist. I mean, they wouldn't claim it's classist, but, like, by it being, like, an income thing, obviously it's also racist. Like, it's just, like, code to be, like, we only want white people here.
Yeah,
so they're like, you're going to need some white girls to get you in or to help you find John, which, like, I was like, wow, they're very blunt.
Yeah, so that's how they get Bowser to agree to, like, give them a cut again instead of just going on his own.
Right.
Like, you need us.
Yeah. So Bowser drives them to the country club, and they find John after asking Miles where he is. They see him telling his friends that he's innocent and just taking the fall for his friend Gerald. The girls leave because they think he's innocent, and they tell Bowser he wasn't there. Their dad finds the damage to his car, and their parents make them get a job, or they will have to go to public school.
Ooh, a threat.
Again, this is another thing that I was like, this is exactly how people talk about public school when you go to a Christian high school. Like, that is exactly it.
They're like, oh, I heard public school only has, like, one long bench and a blackboard that rolls in. I was like, in defense of public schools, like, some of them are good. I don't know.
Like, also, like, yeah, that's, like, the biggest threat. Because, like, at my high school, they'd be like, oh, like, you shouldn't associate with public school kids. Like, straight up, they would tell us that. And I was like, some of my best friends go to public school, though.
Yeah,
like, what
that does seem classist and
truly
probably racist as well.
But, like, also, I mean, I guess because we like grew up in the Bay Area, but like a lot of the public schools facilities were like way nicer than like my high school's facilities. So I was like, what are like, I think in going to that public school being an improvement for me physically. Like the classrooms are nicer. They have these like fancy smart boards. They have like an actual rubber track. Like there's so many much more nice amenities there.
Yeah. Yeah. The public schools like in the Bay Area are pretty like well funded and
right.
You know, have good teachers and a lot of programs and stuff.
I mean, they're in Atlanta. Atlanta's like a pretty big city. So like I assume also like the zip code that like they live in specifically, the public school would be pretty nice, I would imagine. True.
Yeah.
Because they are like live in a big ass mansion. So like the threat is not as heavy as like the kids think it is. Yeah, I don't think.
But then they wouldn't be taught the Bible in school, which is what they need, you know.
Which is, you know, a true travesty. Like put prayer back in school. I've been saying it for so long. But yeah, okay. So okay, they go to the country club.
Oh yeah,
and this, go ahead.
Like, I do want to say, like Miles is black and he's like working at the country club, and like all the people who are working there are like black, and then the people who go there are white. I was like, oh my gosh,
yes,
this is very like blatant.
It's very like Get Out.
Yeah.
So
I was like, whoa.
Truly, truly Get Out. But yeah, so like, ask Miles where John is. Miles tells them after Blair flirts with him. And Miles seems like a nice boy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, they find John in this, like, secret room. And he's, like, talking to his friend. He's like, yeah, like, I didn't actually do it. I'm just, like, hiding out because I'm covering for my friend Gerald, whose wife is dying of cancer, and I don't want to put her through that. And they're like, oh, wow, he's such a good guy. Like, he's taking the fall for his friend.
Yeah.
Likely story.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way he would ever take the fall for his friend. Okay.
Yeah, no thank you. No. So then they are like, oh my god, he's innocent. Oh, yeah. Just they leave.
They're like in a little it's like a men's club, I guess. It's like a little like lounge area with like a wall of like alcohol, and then on the wall is just like a huge Confederate flag.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. I was like they're really, it's like really, like you said, it's everything's really on the nose.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess that's kind of how satire is or can be, right? Like it's exaggerated, which like, yes. But the thing is, like, this probably is not exaggerated though. Like there are places where a bunch of white men meet with Confederate flags on the wall. It's called a KKK meeting, but like they exist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, yeah, it's not so far-fetched where you're like, this is unbelievable.
We all watched the news on January 6th. Like, that's these people.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is, like, very terrifying. Yeah. And I feel like this show maybe predicted the, what is it called? The storming of the Capitol?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I guess this came out afterwards. But
no, the storming of the Capitol was 2021. Right?
Oh, was it?
Because Biden was elected in 2020, like October 2020. And then like the inauguration was in 2021.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this was before. Yeah.
Yeah. People were inspired. I don't know.
I'm joking. This definitely, I mean, like, yeah, they would have done it anyways, but yeah. Yeah. Chilling stuff there. Because, like, Miles probably also knows that exists because he works there. And he's, like, literally working there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's very much like, oh, like, you can't go in there because it's a men's club.
Right.
You know, only men are allowed in the men's club. I was like, suspicious.
Like, I don't see a women's club anywhere, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the women's club?
Knitting club is over there. Thank you.
I'll join it.
Yeah, so then they leave. They get a text from their mom. It's like, hey, dad found the car. Like, you need to get home. You're going to get a job. And this is when they threaten them with public school. And Blair's kind of like, you know, public school doesn't sound so bad. And they're like, don't test me.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they have to pay for the damages to the car.
Right. So they got to go find a job.
The girls go to Bowser for a job. But he tells them to catch John Stevens. They say he is innocent, but Bowser shows them the security footage from the motel. Sterling and Blair find John at his lake house and catch him to bring him back to Bowser. They pose as yogurt workers for their parents so they don't find out that they are bounty hunters.
Yeah, so they're like, hey, Bowser, like, we need more money. And they're like, he's like, well, go find John Stevens then. You didn't find him last time.
Yeah.
And so I cut out a lot of, like, the details that happen here. But basically, like, they call Miles or they text Miles. They're like, hey, is John there? And he's like, no. And like, okay, fine. Then they go find April. And they're like, hey, April, where's your dad? And she's like, oh, he's on, like, a golf trip. So he's also lying to... I don't know if, like, he's lying to April or if April's lying for him. It's, like, unclear. But...
I think he's, like, lying to April because she's okay. Like, oh, he's been gone for, like, 10 days.
Right,
and, like, they
right.
literally just saw him at the club. So he's, right. like, been hiding for, like, 10 days already.
Right. And so they're, like... So then Sterling's, like, oh, my gosh, she's probably now at the lake house.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's probably where he's hiding out. And so they're, like... How do we find where the lake house is? So then Sterling catfishes John to get like to accept her follow request so that she can like find the geotag
of the, right.
of the right, lake house. Like, yeah,
because supposedly they posted their lake house and like tagged it on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Dumb move by them.
Right. And so Sterling and Blair go up there, find him, knock him out, and then take him back to Bowser.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, they're pretty, like, intense about it. They, like, hit him with a gun, and they, like, stomp on him. I was like, whoa.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and then they get fake jobs as yogurt people.
Yes. Yeah, it works out, you know, that Bowser has this other job as a...
Right, as a
yogurt
front.
Store owner. So,
yeah. And then at the very end, so like Bowser's office at the yogurt shop has this wall of like bounties basically, like that he can go catch. And they zoom in, like the girls didn't see it, but the camera zooms in on a photo of their mom on the wall.
Yeah, like, is that who it was? I was like, who is that? Is that their mom?
I think
it's
supposed to be their mom, but I do have a bit of spoilers to get. I mean, it's not necessarily spoilers. I guess it's a bit of spoilers, but anyways.
And it had, like, a pretty high, like, dollar amount under
it's
her
like
name.
Like, 90,000,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I was like, dang. Because, like, most of them were, like, I don't know, 5,000 or something.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, her mom must have done something serious because
well, I, yeah.
90,000.
Oh, I guess I can. I mean, that's the end of the episode, but I can't do, like, a bit of spoilers. I did see on Wikipedia that their mom has a twin. So I assume that's a twin.
Oh, okay.
Like an identical twin.
Oh.
Because like the same actress plays
twins run in
her.
The family.
Yeah. Which like normally twins skip a generation, so I don't know how accurate this is. But I guess fraternal twins aren't the same as identical twins, right?
So, right.
Like biologically.
But yeah, convenient that she has an identical twin, I guess.
Right. Yes. So that is the end of the episode. What do you think?
I think it, like some parts were funny. Some parts I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a little bit embarrassing.
Like what?
I don't know. Parts? Like it like made me feel like embarrassed.
Oh, like cringe. Like
yeah.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Any of the like parts with the boyfriends, I was like a little bit. Okay. I say I'm like, it's a little bit raunchy, but like I literally watched Euphoria, but like.
This is like raunchy in a, like a different way,
right? It's
you know, it's,
yeah,
like,
it's different,
very comical, I guess.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So I agree. I probably won't continue watching, but I did like the pilot a lot. Like I feel like if the show was more focused on like the Christian school aspect and like less on the bounty hunting piece, mm-hmm. I would maybe watch more because like the bounty hunting piece is like interesting, but it just personally doesn't interest me, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Like it's not my vibe, but like if it was like a in-depth like satirism satirical take on like a Christian high school. Uh-huh. Like when is there gonna be the teen drama in the Christian high school from the Bay Area? Like when? Like that is what I'm looking for. I want that show. Maybe I need to write it, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
But
Yeah, like, I'm almost wondering if, like, they didn't go, like, far enough with the, with, like, the over-the-topness. Because, like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is serious. Like, it's serious. Like, I didn't realize they were, like, joking until, like, later. I was like, oh, okay, right. Everything's, like, meant to be a joke. Like, right, I get agree. It now. But kind of like Do Revenge. Did you see
that? Oh, I loved one? Do Revenge.
Yeah, like if they all had, like, the same kind of, like, over-the-top costuming and stuff, like, you could, like, I feel like it'd be more easy to see that it's just, like, a satire.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, like, The Politician, like, that one.
Right. Also. Yeah, I think Do Revenge is a good, like, comparison, because I do think, like, you could do a Do Revenge movie, like, at a Christian high school that's, like, a different movie, but, like, the same type of tone, right? I guess that's what Saved is.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, I think we might be due for an updated Saved movie. Like, not, like, a reboot, but, like,
the, like, new one.
Saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that one did come out, like, quite a long time ago.
In the 90s, like, yeah.
90s.
I think it was the 90s.
Wow.
Whatever. I do love Saved as well, but, yeah. I just love a satirical teen movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? Yeah. I'm a simple girl.
Yeah. But I think this one was cute. Like, once I got into it, I was like, okay. Yeah.
And I do think the actresses do a good job. Like, the two main girls. I mean, I think everyone was pretty good, but I think the two main girls were, like, played their roles well.
Yeah.
Well, that is it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we'll be watching Love Revolution.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.